I am so scared. I don't want to get my tonsils out. What if something goes wrong during the surgery?
It's normal to be nervous, but you don't have to worry. Instead, pray and trust God to take care of you. Have you ever been worried about something happening in your life? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Maybe you've had surgery or moved to a new city, or maybe you're going to camp for the very first time this year. How did you handle your worry when those things might have happened? If you're a Christian, you can always give your worry to God. He doesn't want you to carry that burden alone. Instead, when you trust Him with your future, He frees you from worry. Psalm 34:4 says, I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. And now our story. It's entitled, Tonsils Out. Casey sat on the porch swing clutching her favorite stuffed animal, an elephant named Tiny. Tiny, I'm scared. I don't want to have my tonsils out tomorrow. Mom overheard Casey talking to Tiny and walked out onto the porch. Casey began to cry and Mom held her close. I'm sorry you have to go through this, but I know you're going to do just fine, and it will help you not to get sick all the time. But I'm scared, said Casey. Remember how afraid you'd get of thunderstorms when you were younger, and the verse we'd always read together? Asked Mom. Let's read that verse together again. Mom took out her phone and looked up Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, she read. Casey, I know having surgery is a scary thing, but when you start feeling anxious, remember that Jesus loves you and promises to be with you. Give Him your worries so that He can replace your anxious feelings with His peace. I want to pray right now, said Casey. So she and Mom bowed their heads and Casey prayed aloud. Dear Lord, I'm really scared about my surgery tomorrow, and I really wish I didn't have to do it, but I know it will help me stay healthier. Please calm my fears and give me your peace and comfort. Thank you for saving me and for hearing me when I pray. Amen. Mom gave Casey a hug and they sat swinging quietly for a while longer. The next morning, right before her surgery, holding Tiny tightly in her arms, Casey prayed again. When she finished, she smiled at her mom. Thanks, Mom, for reminding me I can trust God and know He's always with me whenever I feel afraid. Mom held Casey's hand as the nurses pushed her down to surgery. See you in a bit. I love you. Casey came through the surgery just fine. She did have a very sore throat, but she was excited that she would be getting all the ice cream and milkshakes she wanted. Most of all, she was thankful that God loved her and that He was taking care of her. She didn't need to be afraid. She could always bring her fears to the Lord and trust in Him. Well, how about you? Have you ever been really, really afraid? Maybe you had fears about a test, a surgery, or a thunderstorm. When you feel afraid, remember that the Lord wants you to give your fears to Him. And if you know Jesus, He's always with you. And even in the worst situations, you can have peace knowing that He loves you and has promised you eternal life with Him. So give your anxious thoughts to the Lord, and He will give you His peace and comfort as you trust in Him. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 34, verse 4.
I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears.
And our key thought today, give your fears to God. I've officially kicked off the best way you could win prizes this summer. I'm talking about my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit. And if you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Take your mom or dad and get signed up today at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.